An update now on the battle over internet file sharing. Yesterday, a federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled in favor of two companies that make software which allows internet users to share movies and music. The decision set back entertainment industry efforts to control file sharing. NPR's Felix Contreras reports.
The suit turned on whether or not the companies that create file-sharing software can be held responsible for any copyright infringements that might result from the use of their products. Seven major motion picture studios, five major record companies, and several music publishers had sued two software firms, alleging that their products encouraged copyright infringement. Last year, a federal district court ruled against the entertainment companies. They appealed, but yesterday, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the lower court decision. The appellate court stated that Grokster and Streamcast, which makes Morpheus software, bear no responsibility for how their products are eventually used. This is the same court that shut down the original Napster in 1999. In yesterday's decision, the court pointed out that Napster users were logged onto a central computer controlled by the file-sharing service. The new networks have no such central server and thus no way to control what users do. In a written statement, the Motion Picture Association of America, the trade group for the movie studios, said, quote, "Businesses that ignore their responsibilities as corporate citizens profoundly undermine innovation in both the creative and technological arenas." But supporters of file sharing say it's the lawsuits filed by motion picture and record companies that are actually stifling innovation. Art Brodsky of the Washington, D.C.-based public interest group Public Knowledge says the judges agreed. He reads from the court's decision.
History has shown that time and market forces often provide equilibrium in balancing interests. Whether the new technology be a player piano, a copier, a tape recorder, a video recorder, a personal computer, a karaoke machine, or an MP3 player.
Brodsky says that's precisely the point that supporters of file sharing are making.
Technology changes and business has to adapt. If that's true for this case, it'll be true for any case that comes up where you have an established industry that has to change and doesn't want to do so.
Yesterday's decision is similar to a 1984 ruling by the United States Supreme Court, which involved a new technology that allowed people to copy movies and share them for free, the VCR. That decision held that as long as the technology has legitimate uses, it cannot be banned. The Ninth Circuit Court applied the same reasoning to file sharing. But the issue is far from over. The film studios and record companies could appeal yesterday's ruling to the Supreme Court. Congress may also have its say. Legislation making its way around Capitol Hill could overrule the courts and make file-sharing software illegal. Felix Contreras, NPR News, Washington.